You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy!
Yeah.
We're ready to play. Let's meet those players. Representing for the ladies today, it's Brittany. Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Well, Josh is on the phone with Brittany right now, so I don't know what's going on there. Get off the phone, Josh!
Okay.
Now we can say hi to Brittany.
Now we can put
Hi, Britt.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
What do you do for a living, Brittany?
I am currently between jobs.
Yeah? What do you want to do?
Medical coding.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of people that do that that call us.
Yeah. The problem is I'm new to the field, and everybody wants 3 to 5 years of experience, but I can't get experience because nobody will hire me.
Oh, it's that endless loop, isn't it?
Why do you want to do medical coding? That's just like a weird thing to say that you want to do. It's just so random.
It is so random. I'm really good at it, and it makes sense to me, which it doesn't make sense to a lot of people. I mean, the books are huge and weird, but yeah, it makes sense to me, and I'm good at it.
You'll always have a job. There will always be a need for it, right?
Yeah.
Unless AI takes over and... knows the codes better, faster, stronger, longer.
I think it's at least recession-proof. Maybe not be AI-proof, but it's recession-proof.
So how many years of experience do you have?
Zero.
Oh, well, then how do you know that you're good at it?
Because I went to school for it, and I took the test, and while I was in school, my teacher was like, she's like, how do you just grasp all of this? Like, have you done this before? And I was like, no, I've never done it. I understand how you're supposed to do it.
Brittany has an aptitude for it, don't you know?
Exactly.
What industry are you coming from?
Veterinary industry.
Oh, all right.
Why'd you leave vet?
It doesn't pay enough, and it's really, really hard on your body, and I have a bad back.
And it's not all puppies all day, huh?
It's not all puppies all day.
They're sick sometimes, and that's sad.
I've done a lot of sad puppy stories.
Well, you talked about the money at the top end of the medical coding. What does that pay?
So if you get like, you know, the right certifications and stuff, you can make 6 figures a year.
All right. Well, go for it. Get her done. I hope somebody scoops you up.
You know what?
Thank you. You
have a sparkling personality, and because of that, someone will take a chance and bring you aboard, and you can like completely, you know, rock their world.
What's the code for like a throat culture?
I don't have my books with me right now, Jeremy.
Do you have any codes memorized for anything?
No, there's way too many.
I feel like you'd have a few biggies memorized, like in an interview. You know, like, oh, you're so good. Give me, you know, what's a colonoscopy?
You've got an aptitude and you're really good. If you just need to look it up in a book, I could do that, couldn't I?
You could try.
You don't know the code for like a vasectomy or something?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Cyst removal.
I'm going to look up.
Not off the top of my head.
I'm really disappointed. Medical you really built yourself up as knowing this. You're
I'm
the best.
Sorry. I mean,
I don't need no 5 years of experience.
Brittany, just so you know, the current procedural, the CPT code right now for a vasectomy is 55250.
Memorize
it.
I've had a 55250. I've had the 55250.
Although in Jeremy's case, it was more like a 55220.
No. They had to do it twice.
All right, listen, let's move on.
What's the ICD-10 code now?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck to you today. You're going up against this guy, Steven. Steven, what do you do for a living?
I'm in the same boat as Brittany, actually. I'm in between jobs, too. I currently work for Northwestern Mutual.
What do you want to do?
Yeah. Do they know you're leaving?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just started with them.
Oh, you just started.
Oh, okay.
Do you like it?
For Northwestern Mutual?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for this company?
I'm a financial rep for Northwestern Mutual.
Is this one of those things where every time we ask him a question, there's going to be like a 5-second delay?
It could be.
Is it going to be that?
Like, do you know what you're doing in the financial industry, or are you just kind of winging it? Like Brittany and her codes that she's making up.
Just winging it, I guess, for now. Yeah, I just started.
See, oh, I'm glad that people have their financial future in your hands.
He's got a little book in front of him, too.
He's like, yeah, Roth. We need to get you into a Roth immediately.
He's turning the pages like this. He's going, wait a second. Here we go.
Tax
buy
deferred.
Low, sell high.
Tax.
Buy low, sell high. That'll be $500. Thank you. Here's how this game works. I'm going to be asking Steven some questions that women probably more likely would know the answer to. Jeremy will ask Brittany some questions that dudes probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win, and we'll get the prize and the point for their side. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. We alternate who goes first. Today, the boys went first to start June, so the girls are starting July.
All right, Code and Brit, here we go. What is the name for someone who fishes professionally or even as a hobby?
An angler?
Yeah, dur. Duh.
That's the code for angler. Steven, I'm going to give you multiple choice to start off with, okay?
All right.
1001, 1002. What is the youngest version of a Girl Scout? Is it a Daisy, Junior, Cadet, or Brownie? Guess.
Brownie.
No.
Oh, no. Is it a Daisy?
It is a Daisy.
You're a Daisy.
The six levels in this order from youngest to oldest. Daisy, Brownie, Junior, Cadet, Senior, then Ambassador. Memorize that, Stephen, for next time. Back we go to Brittany.
Britt, do you like sports? I got a sports one here. It's kind of hard, though.
I'm not good at sports, but I'll try.
A listener sent me this one. I'm going to go ahead and use it. Who holds the record for the most home runs in a single MLB season?
Can I get multiple choice?
No.
Better hurry. Guess anything.
Alex Rodriguez.
No. This dude named Barry Bonds. 73 home runs in 2001. That was a hard one. I'm sorry.
That's
okay. Hard.
That little right. Asterisk next to his name, sorry. Because maybe there were some substances that may have contributed to that inflated.
What's the code for the substances, Britt?
Depends on the substance.
The code is CHEATER.
Oh, right.
Back over to Steven. Steven, you can tie things up if you get this. I'd like the name of the singer. She's a singer and actress, and she has a beauty line called Rare. Who is that? Take a guess. Hurry.
Oh, no.
That's Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez has her beauty line. That's the big thing, you know, with a lot of young stars these days. They have to have their own beauty line of products.
I'm working on mine right now, currently.
I would buy your beauty line,
would
Jeremy.
You? All right.
I would.
Help me come up with a name.
Overpriced. I'm sure. Hey, Brittany, here's the story. If you get this, you're going to win the game. If you miss it.
Awesome.
Steven will have one more chance to try to send it to overtime.
Brittany,
end it right here.
This isn't the question, but do you know what a bow staff is when it comes to like martial arts weapons? A bow is basically
like a bow and arrow,
like a long stick. It's like the bow. It's like a really long stick. So,
okay,
what Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff as his weapon?
Oh, if I get this wrong, my husband might divorce me. Is it Donatello?
It is Donatello.
Oh, my God, that's his favorite one.
Now you're not getting divorced. Good job. No divorce for you.
I only guessed Donatello because that's my husband's favorite Ninja Turtle.
So is this like a thing with your husband? Like he's obsessed with Ninja Turtles or something?
He really likes them.
Does he really like them?
When our son was born, he wore his best Ninja Turtles t-shirt because he wanted that to be the first thing our son saw.
Oh, what a classy guy.
But he didn't name your son Donatello, though, did he?
No, our son's name is Sid.
Sid.
Okay. Fair enough. I got to tell you, the game is...
Ninja Turtle wins it.
That means I get my Braum bag, too.
Oh, if you want everything?
No kidding. The ROM bag.
I want everything.
ROM bag, yeah.
So that's Rattle Off, Mindbender, and now Boys Against the Girls, huh?
Yup.
Whoa.
Impressive.
Show off.
You know, Steven, you're a really good sport, but I'm afraid, sir, you're going to have to take some medicine. Are you ready for that medicine?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know I was going against the ringer today.
Steven, thank Steven, you for being on the here. Show, my friend. You you have a great day, all right, buddy? And thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I didn't understand the end of that conversation. Brittany, not only do you get the prize, but you have put the girls up 1-0 so far here in July. So
good job.
Yeah.
Brittany.
Good Thanks. Job.
And she's a ROM bagger. That's really cool. You stand by. Josh will tell you all about your prize. It's like
thank
our,
you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. It's kind of like our version of what do they call that? The EGOT when you win
That's
the
right.
Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, and the Tony. We have the ROM bagger.